were called Ghibellines. And therefore, virtually every city in Italy had Guelph and Ghibelline factions. Again, it's sort of the attachment of local personal politics to international issues. And how seriously anybody was a Guelph in the sense of caring about the Pope's stature with regard to the emperors varies from person to person. For some Guelphs, no doubt, these international issues mattered. For others, they were primarily badges they wore that allowed them to identify themselves with their own personal allies in their own cities. And most cities had one party rather than the other that dominated. In other words, they didn't tend to go back and forth a lot within a city because they were equally balanced. And Florence was always a Guelph city. It always was dominated by Guelphs. But briefly, in the earlier part of the 13th century, and then again in 1260, the Ghibellines temporarily took over the city. The more important of these for our purposes, because it's so important to Dante, was a battle that took place in the year 1260 between Siena, which was a Ghibelline city, and Florence, which was a Guelph city. But it's more complicated than that, because the Ghibelline, who were always the minority in Florence, joined the Sienese, who were Ghibellines, so that if Siena won the battle, the Florentine Ghibellines could take credit for it and they could move in and take over Florence. And in fact, that's what happened. The Sienese won this famous battle that Dante will refer to many times at a place called Montaperti. It's such a bloody battle, he describes it as dyeing the Arbia, the river near the battle site, dyeing the Arbia red. And therefore, in 1260, the Ghibellines took over Florence. And in fact, the Ghibellines ruled Florence at the time of Dante's birth in 1265. The next year, they were expelled from Florence, and they never returned, sort of like the guy in the MTA. They never returned to power in Florence. And therefore, gradually, the Guelphs got complete control of the city. However, again, we can look back and say the Ghibellines never got control again. That would not have been obvious if you were living in 1280 or 1290, because you say, gosh, you know, the Ghibellines were kicked out in the 1250s and they came back. Now they've been kicked out in the 1260s. What's to mean they won't come back again? So that although the Ghibellines were a kind of permanent minority, it was not always clear that they were not going to be able to take over. And taking over doesn't just mean holding offices. Taking over means kicking out the families of the party you take over from. Sometimes it means burning down their houses on purpose, confiscating their goods. That this sort of change of parties was not like our recent inauguration that ended 12 years of Republican rule. That was pretty peaceful compared to what would have happened in Florence.
Yeah, just for one specific example of that, in his journey down into the bowels of hell, Dante comes across a character who's sort of lying in a moat that is reserved for people who are wrathful and sullen, people who are angry. And it turns out that this was a person who probably kept Dante from coming back from exile when he was there so that he could steal all of his property. Okay? It's interesting to see how many of the people that Dante meets in this journey. There is some sort of very interesting personal relationship there. Not surprisingly, Dante the Pilgrim gets a little bit angry back at him. But notice that what it's suggesting is that, once again, it's not like losing the election in Washington. I mean, I know a lot of Republicans sort of sold their houses and went back to other parts of the world, but at least the Democrats didn't come in and burn them down and confiscate them. There's more legal way of going about it. It's pretty messy during times of change. And Dante will refer very often in the Commedia to the actual bloodshed that takes place almost incidentally as a result of all of this.
So this Guelph-Ghibelline struggle in its most momentous phase took place just before Dante's birth. But of course, one of the things we have to appreciate is the fact that as Dante was growing up, these are the stories that he would have heard. These are the events that no doubt family and older relatives and neighbors and whatever told over and over and over about how those Ghibellines went off to fight with the Sienese against the Florentines at Montaperti, about what it was like for some of our families, Dante was a Guelph, to be exiled, how our houses were burned down, how when we did come back we had to start all over again. and how we're never going to let them